Hi, Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680 with Hunter Strickland of the San Francisco Giants. Spring training, the sunshine, Arizona. Nice life.
Yeah, it doesn't get much better, so it's good to be here.
How are things in Zebulon, Georgia?
Oh, they're great. You know, I've speak to the family, you know, a couple times a week, and, you know, it's pretty much the same as when I was there, you know, back in my day. So everything's good. Family's good.
Hunter Strickland with us. Hunter, tell me about your winter, because you came in, obviously, in very good shape. You're throwing the ball really well so far. What was your winter like?
For the most part, early on, it was just relaxing with the family. I went to Hawaii with my wife for, you know, our anniversary trip. But other than that, went to spend some time in Georgia for the holidays with the family, and then, you know, back here in Arizona for the most part, just working out, getting ready for the season.
Where'd you go in Hawaii? I like Hawaii.
Yeah, Maui. It was our first time there, so it was a blast.
Do you do kayaking, canoeing, or any of that stuff?
We did a little bit of snorkeling and just, you know, kind of the tourist deal. So just relaxing mostly.
Very good. All right. Let's talk a little bit about your routine because, you know, you're in great shape. You work out heavily. What do you do to keep in shape? What's your workout routine like?
You know, for the most part, during the off season, it's pretty much like 5 days a week. You know, you get the weekends off just to relax, recover a little bit. But, you know, for me personally, it's just you got to know your body, you know, how you feel each day. And then, you know, I would do, you know, upper body, lower body, and just kind of mix it off like that. And then, you know, in December, start throwing and just kind of amp it up as you go, a little bit more long toss.
What are you trying to do down here in spring? As I said, watching you the other day against Milwaukee here, it was so impressive in the ninth inning. You know, you came in and bang, bang, bang. And as I said, you almost ran the ball up to the plate and chased it up there. You're throwing it so hard. What do you want to do down here?
You know, just more or less fine-tune my pitches, hit my location, but the main thing is just stay healthy. You know, this is to build for the season and prepare for the season. So just stay healthy, you know, get the arm strength there and, you know, prepare and get ready.
Secondary pitches are always important, and you have the great fastball, it moves and everything else. Secondary pitch is something you have to command and be able to get over the plate when you need to get it there. How's that going?
It's going very well. You know, I've been happy with it so far. You know, obviously we got a long spring left. You know, we just began, but you know, for the most part, it's been good. I'm happy with it, but there's always room for improvement. So you know, that's what we're looking to do. I'm scheduled to pitch again today, so you know, that's kind of what I'm here to do.
Well, you just got on today's show by saying that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you just got on the pregame. All right, this is good because people want to know you're going to be out there today. So don't leave. You generally go late in the game, I'd imagine.
You know, you never know here. You know, I'm ready whenever Boach gives me the call. But, you know, we'll just see how it goes and, you know, have some fun.
All right, let's talk a little bit about your Major League career so far. And I know the Giants have a lot of faith in you, and you've been in the playoffs, and all sorts of amazing things have happened for you. How would you describe your career so far?
Oh, I mean, it's a dream come true to just be here. You know, I definitely don't take any day for granted. You know, I've had in my career two surgeries and, you know, a lot of ups and downs, so I know it can end any day now, so I definitely don't take it for granted. And, you know, especially to be with this club, this organization, it's an honor, you know. So, like I said, I'm just blessed to be here and, you know, just going to do my best to help this team win another championship.
Yeah, right now, of course, you're slotted maybe seventh inning, eighth inning, and not as a closer, but if anything ever happened, I know they would look to you that way. What is it about closing? Why is it different than anything else in a relief pitcher will do?
You know, I think that obviously any inning is important. You know, it's a major league, so, you know, you can't take any in and off. But I think, you know, the ninth inning, there is that little bit of pressure, and, you know, it's a do or die situation, you know, and I feel like I do better under pressure. You know, I enjoy it and feed off of that a little bit. Okay. But like I said, you know, I don't care if I go in the second inning. You know, I'm here to do a job, and, you know, whatever the team needs, I'll do my part.
Yeah, Hunter Strickland with us. The old phrase is a save can come at any time in a ball game. Believe me, it's sixth inning, second and third, two out, and, you know, you give up a hit and the game changes. A guy comes in, gets the out, and all of a sudden sets up the seventh, eighth, ninth inning guys.
I agree completely. Like you said, you know, any time's important.
Yeah. All right. Hobbies for you. What are some of the things you do in your leisure time?
I enjoy the outdoors. You know, mostly just being outside, hunting, fishing. you know, riding my fours, playing with my dog type stuff. You know, that's the way I grew up, so I definitely enjoy the outdoors.
I had Jake Smith on the other day talking about hunting. I've had Jonathan Broxton on talking about hunting. Now, you're a guy from the Georgia area, right? I like to ask this question. I never know what the answer is going to be, but what's hunting like for you?
I mean, it's peaceful for me. You know, I enjoy it. You know, I'm out there. I pretty much hunt anything. You know, I grew up hunting white-tailed deer, ducks, dove, those type things. So, you know, I've started to mix it up a little bit being out here in Arizona with the elk and all that stuff. So, you know, I just enjoy being out in the middle of nowhere. You know, you got to do a lot to survive. You know, you're filtering water and on these, you know, backpack hunts and things like that. So it's just a challenge, and you know, it's just fun to me.
Do you bring sandwiches?
You bring a little bit. You know, you got the you got some protein bars and stuff, but when you're on the backpack hunts, you want to pack as light as possible. So you know, you're definitely limited in your meals.
There you go. I love talking about this stuff because it gives everyone an insight into. Now, do you go overnight? Do you like camp out overnight on a hunting trip?
Oh yeah, the past one was the last day of the season. Me and Osich and another guy from the Bay Area went on a bear hunt for 4 days. I mean, we were hiking 20 miles up and down mountains. I mean, it was a tough hunt, you know. And then I went on one the previous year out here in Arizona. It was 2 weeks long, so you're just you're camping in, you know, the teens, the snow. So it's a fun experience for sure, but it's definitely challenging.
Wow. All right, I'm a kid from Brooklyn, you know, so what do I know from this? All right, very good. Did you get a bear?
No, unfortunately we didn't, you know, but that's part of it. I mean, that's you're gonna get one, you're gonna lose, you're gonna win. So it's just the way it goes. That's with anything.
Pleasure having you on, as always. It's a lot of fun to talk to you, and I know the fans enjoy hearing from you. Hunter, thanks so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
More coming up. That's Hunter Strickland, the Hunter, right here on KNBR 680, the sports leader.